This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Welcome to Minding Your Manners with your host, Rick Popejoy. It is reported that Bill Gates once gave advice to kids at a speech at a high school about 11 things they did not and will not learn in school. He talks about how this feel-good, politically correct teaching created a generation of kids with no concept of reality and how this concept set them up for failure in the real world. Now, I don't know if Bill Gates ever gave this speech. I could not find any evidence to this. But regardless of who gave the speech, they actually gave some good advice to some graduating seniors. The very first rule that he mentions, and this goes along with minding our manners very well, and that is, life is not fair. Get used to it. See, fairness has become the battle cry of our society. When something isn't fair, it's viewed as inherently wrong or morally evil. We have gone from a culture and a society here in the United States which was built on the ideal of equal opportunity, and now that has evolved into a culture that expects equal outcome. Kids do not fail. They're passed from grade to grade, regardless of what grade they make. Everyone gets a trophy in our society today, winners and losers. The people bring presents to a birthday party for the other kids in the family because they don't want anyone to feel left out. We live in a culture that demands fairness at all times and in all respects. My friends, in Deuteronomy, the Israelites are commanded to use a fair weight. Deuteronomy 25:15. That is, if you pay for 50 pounds of grain, you're going to get 50 pounds of grain. That's a fair, just weight. In 2 Corinthians, Paul explains that it is a fair thing for people to help out with the needs of those who are less fortunate. At some day in time, they may be able to do the same for you. 2 Corinthians 8, verses 13 and 14. And in the book of Colossians, Paul instructs their masters to treat their slaves fairly. Today we would say that employers should treat their employees fairly. Now, in all of these instances, I want you to understand something, that God was not calling for equal treatment. You see, if you work for a place and you get paid minimum wage, then at the end of the week, your paycheck is going to look much different than somebody who makes more than minimum wage. And that will be fair based upon what you make per hour and based upon what that other person makes per hour. Now, in all of these instances, what I'm telling you is that God is not calling for equal treatment, but merely that they would follow the golden rule for just treatment. See, justice and doing things that are right is even beyond that which is fair. So we ought to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. So allow me to remind you that the first and most important rule of good manners is kindness and consideration of others. Now, the source of this rule is not Bill Gates, but it's the Bible. And it's the second most important command in all of the Bible, next to loving God, is that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But my friends, as we close, remember that knowing what is right is only a part of having good manners. It's the doing that counts. Make sure that you engraft the Word of God into your hearts by doing what is right. So let me encourage you to mind your manners today, and God bless.